New hit music with fewer commercials. This is 103.3 Amp Radio. Thank you for turning on the TJ Show this morning. I've noticed something quite remarkable. I try to avoid The Bachelor at all costs, and no matter what I do, I can't avoid it. Like, even Lauren, who was with me for such a long time.
Yeah, the whole time.
It never watched it, never turned it on all these years. Now she's watching it, and she's trying to convince me why I should watch it. I happened to be catching up with my pastor yesterday, Pastor Matt,
okay,
who I love from Jubilee in Boston. And I made a joke about The Bachelor. I was like, yeah, can you believe, you know, this or that? And he stops and he doesn't laugh. And he goes, TJ, I watched The Bachelor.
Thank you, Pastor Matt.
I was like, wait, what? I was like, literally everyone in my life is watching this show and trying to convince me in some way, shape, or form to watch it. Pastor Matt, you there?
I'm here.
So you're watching it too?
I love The Bachelor.
Can I just say thank you? Because for so long I've been trying to tell TJ, even though I didn't watch it, like, a lot of people love this show. For some reason, everyone's entertained by it. I'm going to give it a shot. And he's like, no, 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 I'm not. And then thank you, God. Maybe that's why God brought you into his life. I don't know. But thank God that someone that he actually listens to.
Yeah, listen, I love TJ so much. I'm like, TJ, you're missing good content.
Yeah, dude, right?
It's an amazing show. And just think, I mean, Peter is the new Bachelor, and Hannah comes back. I mean, it's like...
Dude, and now everyone...
Gold, man.
It is, and everyone has their theories because they, like, did this whole fast-forward, and you know what I'm talking about, right?
Right.
They did this fast-forward at the end where it seems like the final rose night or whatever where he's, like, supposed say, like, who he wants to get engaged to. And then the producers come in, and then you see him, like, lying down on a bed, like, a dancing in distress, and he's like, what am I supposed to do? And you're like, oh, my God, I think Hannah's in the picture again.
I couldn't believe it. And he's telling me all the plot lines about, you know, this thing happened in the windmill, and then you've got this. And I'm like, you know about all this stuff is what Lauren was just telling me about.
No, you're asking me. You know about this? And I'm like, TJ, you don't? Like, what
else? Thank you.
Wait, so are you a fan of the support cow on the show?
Listen, I watch Bachelor in Paradise, okay?
No, you don't. I don't know that I can go that far.
It's a great summer show, man. You don't have anything watching. Summer, you know, I'm a reality TV person. I don't really watch regular TV shows, but I love reality TV. And I've been watching The Bachelor for a long time, so I was kind of like, but then also, I watch it because it keeps me kind of connected to kind of like what's happening in the world sometimes. So it's like, I need to know, like, what is really going on in these situations? But besides that, it's just, hey, man, it's awesome.
Well, you know, maybe now, maybe we'll have to have a Bachelor party. You know, that
kind of bachelor party.
My sister, my younger sister, she's a part of the ministry. And, I mean, she's awesome. Her name is Debbie. One of my favorite all-time people in the world. She kind of has, like, a bachelor watch party. She got friends. They do all these Skypes. They talk and chat and everything. And I'm always like, can you guys invite me? And they're like, you're not, Jerry, you're not invited. They don't believe me. I'm like, I want to know.
I might need to go, too, because really, like, it was, I think as long as you don't take it too seriously, that's where people find the fun in it. And I think for so long, I had taken it so seriously. Like, I looked at it as, these girls should be ashamed of themselves. Like, any girl that's fighting over a man. But now I get it. They're there to become, like, you know, reality stars or whatever.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a huge matrix at this point. If you haven't figured it out, this is, like, one of their steps to whatever they think is stardom or success, or maybe even for their career. So,
well, now I really have to watch my mouth in front of Pastor Matt.
Also, Pastor Matt, can I use your number? Because anytime I want to tell TJ something and the message isn't getting across, I feel like if you say it, it might get across.
Listen, call me, text me, I'll help you out.
You guys are going to be chatting it up about The Bachelor together.
I need it. That'd be great.
Pastor Matt, you have a great day.
All right, man. Bless you, man.